This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, never has, and it never will matter who the host is. What always will matter is who the listeners are. No, seriously, are, not like are. You know, today's Monday, October the 21st of 2024. You ready for this? Day 295th of the year, and only 71 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over the
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Yes, hanging out with our friends at RadioBig.fm, just so you know, as we are hanging and banging and doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. Anyways, how was your weekend? Did you do anything exciting? Did you do anything braggalicious? Did you do anything that you wanted to talk about and say, hey, this is what we do? I just wonder, because, you know, those things are important to me in regards as they do come up and we get to talk about it. So don't worry there, because, you know, it's a thing. So there you go. Anyways, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. It's the world that we live in. And it's the world that we talk about. It is the multiverse that we love so much, just for information purposes. If you want to interact with the show, not a problem to do so. You go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will get everything moving and grooving for you. What we do is then you get there, audio, text messaging, and video messaging are the options to do some different things if you're so inclined to do so. If not, that's fine. I mean, but I will tell you, if you go to the social media platforms, we're not very diligent about looking at those things in real time. So I'm just letting you know. So there you go. I take a look at them afterwards, but not normally inside of the real time aspect of it. So just information. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, a look at the state of the presidential race is its closing 2 weeks. Yeah, Tuesday will be 2 weeks that we got, but we'll talk about that here in a moment. And then a slew of celebrities arrest in showbiz. We'll talk about some of that. Alec Baldwin returns to SNL, and Matt Lauer could return to Today. Yeah, that's a question mark type of thing, not really a statement. And more details on the Sussex vacation pad. Yeah, you know, because we need a vacation a little bit and talk about some of the stuff that's going on there. So listen, I'm going to tell you a lot of stuff going on this week. I mean, in regards of, you know, compared to the traditional. So we got some conference stuff last week while we were at Safety Day. So we're going to talk about some of that stuff here this week on the Jay Allen. Hold on. What is it? Safety FM with Jay Allen podcast. So you'll start seeing some of those episodes tomorrow.
I love you.
You get the point. So yeah, with that being said, so you're going to get some of that. And what we've decided to do with some of those is that we've done the sequencing. So let me explain what I mean here. It's kind of a combo because some of them have the speech at the beginning and then some of them have the conversation at the end. But I got long-winded this year as I was doing it. So we'll have to figure out if we're going to do that as a two-episode one or a one-episode one where we'll do speech and then conversation afterwards or how exactly we'll do that. But you can be on the lookout. So there you go. That'll start showing up tomorrow, like I said. Okay, so that's part of the gig. That's part of one gig of what we got going on. And then, of course, this week, slew of other things going on, you know, professional life, but work-related and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to try to make sure that we kind of get you all five episodes of the Rated R Safety Show this week as things go up and down as we're talking about this. So anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring in our friends at the feature of the story of the news, and they can tell you exactly what's going on inside of this little thing that we live in that we call the multiverse. So with that being said, they're sitting there waiting. All I have to do is give them the cue, and then we get everything moving for you. So if you're ready, I'm ready. I think we should go ahead and go into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's carried out airstrikes in Lebanon targeting bank branches it says are linked to Hezbollah. Defense officials had warned people living in more than 20 areas to leave ahead of the planned strikes. Defense analyst and former colonel in the British Army, Simon Diggins, says Israel believes it can disrupt Hezbollah's finances.
One of the things that perhaps people don't always fully appreciate about Hezbollah is the extent to which it is tied into what we might regard as normal civil society. It has its own supermarkets, it has hospitals, and it has its own financial institutions. Now, what Israel is saying is that these banks are part of Hezbollah's terrorist infrastructure, therefore a legitimate target. But it does indicate also the extent to which Israel is prepared to disrupt quite a lot of Lebanese civil society in order to get at Hezbollah.
Yes and no votes are neck and neck in Moldova's referendum on whether to commit to joining the European Union. The country's president claims the narrow results are due to foreign interference in the vote. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he wants to see a strong reaction from countries who've acknowledged that North Korea is becoming involved in Russia's war against Ukraine. The Biden administration is looking into reports that North Korean troops have been fighting for Russia. Laura Westbrook reports.
President Zelensky said there was satellite and video evidence that North Korea was not only sending equipment to Russia, but was also preparing to deploy troops. He said instability would increase after North Korea becomes trained in modern warfare. Last week, Ukraine and South Korea raised concerns of the growing military alliance between Russia and North Korea, including boots on the ground. The U.S. has yet to corroborate the reports, but officials said that would mark a significant increase in Pyongyang's relationship with Moscow. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Hoax bomb threats have continued to disrupt India's aviation sector with several more false alarms. More than 90 flights have now been impacted by hoax bomb threats over the last week. Rebecca Bunden reports from Mumbai.
Up to 25 flights from major Indian carriers, including Air India and Indigo, were forced to take emergency measures over the weekend after they received hoax bomb threats on international and domestic routes. Although these turned out to be false alarms, the impact resulted in severe disruptions and delays to flights and additional costs for the airlines. India's aviation authorities are investigating the issue, and last week Mumbai police arrested a 17-year-old. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.
There are around 100 flood warnings in place across the UK on Monday. The Met Office has put out an alert for strong winds in parts of Scotland and northeast England. Tens of thousands of homes were left without power in Ireland overnight. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the burgeoning diplomatic crisis between India and Canada, following the killing of a Sikh cleric in British Columbia last year, and fresh allegations by Canada that India has been plotting to murder Sikh leaders on Canadian soil. The issue erupted anew last week when Canada expelled six diplomats, and India furiously denied any involvement in any kind of plot, demanding that the Canadian authorities provide evidence to support their allegations. Carla Ann Robbins is with America's Council on Foreign Relations.
We know that Russians go around murdering their opponents overseas. Certainly we know the famous case of Jamal Khashoggi from the Saudis. We really don't expect this from a sort of democracy like India. These diplomats are accused of being part of a broad criminal network to harass Canadian Sikhs. And they say they're tied to this murder in June of Sikh separatist leader Hardeep Singh Nijjar. So this has become a really, really high profile face-off between the Indian and Canadian governments.
Meanwhile, the United States is backing Canada's claims and is urging India to cooperate fully with the investigation launched by America's northern neighbor. The row has plunged Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's relationship with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi into the deep freeze and could soon have implications for the U.S.-India relationship as well.
To recap the top stories, Israel's carried out airstrikes in Lebanon targeting bank branches it says are linked to Hezbollah. Yes and no votes are neck and neck in Moldova's referendum on whether to commit to joining the EU. Ukraine's president says he wants a strong reaction from countries that acknowledge North Korea's becoming more involved in Russia's war against Ukraine. And hoax bomb threats have continued to disrupt India's aviation sector with several more false alarms. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times
it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. Ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
You know how it goes around here. We ain't waiting for anything. We already kind of know that stuff, so no doubt about that. Anyways, let's see. 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday, because that's exactly what it is. So if you're ready for this, let's go through the plethora with information. There are only 15 days to go until the election here in the United States. Let's lead it off kind of easy in regards to some of the stuff we're going to talk about. So here's the list of what is going on. Here is the list from the campaign and early voting gets to the full swing of things. So Donald Trump worked a brief shift serving up French fries and working through a drive-through window at the Pennsylvania McDonald's on Sunday. He's even wished his opponents a happy birthday. So that happened. Kamala Harris launched Souls to the Polls campaigns in an Atlanta area church on Sunday. Our country is at a crossroads, is where we go from here, is up to us as Americans and as the people of faith, Harris said. So there you go. Also, Elon Musk is spending big throughout his America PAC to mobilize voters in Pennsylvania, offering a daily $1 million lottery. for registered voters who sign a petition supporting the First and Second Amendment. Some are saying that the cash prize violates election law. The state governor said that Sunday that law enforcement should investigate. Amid worries about days-long slog to the election result, Michigan Secretary of State said that Face the Nation yesterday that she hopes to have a final tally for the state by the night after the election. Similarly to Georgia's Secretary of State told the same program that he expects to have the official tally submitted by Friday after the election day, giving his state time to receive and count overseas ballots. So, let's see, a poll shows that fewer than half of Americans plan to vote on Election Day this year at a 45%. 25% say that they'll cast their ballot before the end of the month, and 20% say that they've already voted. So there you go. Some stuff going on there. So what's your plan? Because here's my thing. I mean, I say this, and I say this all the time. People take a listen to what I have to say, which probably is a bad idea in the first place to take a listen to what I have to say. But let's talk about this. It's not so much who you vote for. It's actually going out there and doing it. And that's where I get frustrated with sometimes. It's because I don't care who you're going to vote for. I really don't. And I know some people will be like, no, you need to say who is your candidate. No, listen, I have two candidates, Harris and Trump. Yeah, those are my two candidates because that's what's being provided to me. People get pissed off when they hear that. Yeah, you have two candidates out there. That's it. That's not my candidate. Yeah, those are the only candidates that are available, so they are your candidates. Yeah, get upset about that as much as you want. So, yeah, the whole thing is you just need to go out and vote. It does not matter who you are voting for. It matters that you are actually doing it. Because remember, somebody fights for the right for you to be able to do that. That's the other side of the equation that you had to think about the whole time. So there you go. Let's talk a little bit more. Last week, SpaceX sued the California Coastal Commission, alleging the agency was holding launch permissions to politically persecute Elon Musk. Now, even California Governor Gavin Newsom says the commission has overreached, telling Politico, I'm not helping the legal case. You can't bring up explicit levels of politics. Newsom added that he is not supporters of Musk's politics and beliefs, and that the commissions are good, but that this was an overreach in exactly what they were doing. While the lawsuit will continue, it appears that the commission may not have expanded state resources to defend itself. This is according to The Wrap. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, speaking of tour, Musk touted support for a massive deregulation, recounting stories about kidnapping seals to test the effects of sonic booms and whether the rockets splashing down to the ocean might injure whales. Now, these are legitimate questions and comments that came up. I'm not joking as I say this. So, speaking of SpaceX, the company published more video footage of its Starship re-entry in the splashdown last week. So, if you're kind of interested in seeing on how some of that shit looks, you can go out there and take a look. I mean, I'm being serious. You can go out there and take a look. It's kind of exciting to take a look at some of this stuff in regards of, you know, how far technology has gotten and what exactly the people at SpaceX are doing. I'm not going to lie. Here, I mean, it gets weird because, you know, some people like Elon Musk. Some people don't like Elon Musk. Some people like Trump, don't like Trump. But I'm referencing this in particular because regardless on how you feel about Elon and his political views, good, bad, or indifferent, he has some really good technology in some of the stuff that he's building. You know, sometimes does he overpromise and underdeliver? That happens. But, you know, I think timeline sometimes becomes very difficult in regards to what he's envisioning, but has some really great ideas and some of the stuff that he's coming up. I mean, let's take a look at the Cybertruck. I mean, what did it take? 4 years longer than what they expected? But listen, I mean, some people don't love how it looks. But think about the tech that's inside of there. Think about the tech that's inside of the Tesla cars. Think about the tech that's inside of some of the solar panel stuff, you know, the power walls and all that kind of fun stuff. I don't know. A lot of good technology out there. Love them, hate them, feel however you want about them. Guy can put some stuff together, or knows how to get a group of people together to put some stuff together, because some people might complain on that side of the equation as well. Anyways, a young Hawaiian man is alive after spending 12 hours treading water in the rough seas. The survivor, 17-year-old Kawahi, was accidentally left behind by his high school kayak team last Wednesday when they returned to the shore ahead of the strong winds and choppy conditions. When they realized that he was missing, they called the police. Fortunately, a volunteer lifeguard, Nolan Kilwana, saw the news and took it up upon himself to search for Kauai in a boat. When the Coast Guard spotted Kauai in the water, they dropped a flare and radio to Kilwana, who was able to recover Kauai. Kauai was treated for hypothermia, dehydration, severe cramping. He spent the weekend recovering in the hospital. This is according to CBS News. Oh, think about that. You go out there with your high school team, and all of a sudden you get left behind. Yeah, this is not a good time, man. Not a good time. There's some video, and it looks like thermal video that's available online. If you go take a look, CBS News in Hawaii has that information on there. So wow, yeah, I mean it gets interesting. I would show it, but for some reason, you know, it will not come across properly. As I do that, so just information. So just so you know. Anyways, a pet cat last seen floating away during Hurricane Helene floodwaters has been reunited with its family after evacuating ahead of hurricane. The family returned home to find later that their beloved pet named Ricardo Blanco waiting for them. Other than suffering from eye and ear infections and having some ticks that had needed to be removed, Ricardo has a clean bill of health. Hold on real quick. I want to understand this. A pet last seen floating away in a hurricane floodwaters has been reunited after evacuating ahead of the hurricane. So hold on. Did they evacuate and was the intent to leave the pet behind? Because I know some of these shelters don't take pets. But was that the case? I'm just trying to understand. Because it gets interesting. It gets interesting for sure. As we are talking, here's another one that you might find a little interesting as we are talking about this. This one's coming out of a Delta flight. So take a listen to this. Delta Airlines is investigating an incident in which a flight attendant ordered a passenger to remove a shirt that he deemed offensive in order for her to stay on a flight. Marine Corps vet Catherine Banks, who served 22 years and worked in the Air Force for another 15 years, says that she wore a t-shirt that read, "Do not give in to the war within. End veteran suicide." Okay, let me rephrase that again. Do not give in to the war within. End veteran suicide. The attendant reportedly called the t-shirt threatening and pulled Banks off the plane and onto the jet bridge to change. Though she did, the flight was delayed. She lost her premium seat and was and missed her connection. So this lady had a seat that had extended leg room. She was told she could no longer sit there and that she needed to go towards the back of the plane because of how offensive, quote unquote, her shirt was. And I thought that was kind of amazing that, you know, they were able to do this as the flight attendant in regards of, I don't agree with what you have. So I don't know. It was pretty interesting to see overall, no doubt about that. So I have some more info on this one for sure. So let's do this. Let's get you over to that side of the Aquajon, because I think that'll be interesting to see. So, where is it? Let me get you the right screen. Let's do this. Take a listen. Oh, hold on.
A flight at SF. Shocked and humiliated. That's how a Bay Area veteran is feeling tonight after being kicked off a Delta flight at SFO because of a t-shirt she was wearing. NBC Bay Area's Jocelyn Moran joins us now. Jocelyn, what do we know tonight?
Yeah, Audrey, Catherine Banks tells us she was flying out of SFO on Wednesday night when a flight attendant told her the shirt she was wearing was threatening. Catherine is a Marine Corps veteran and tells us the words on her shirt encompass the work she does for others. This is the shirt that Catherine Banks.
Okay, so we're going to pause that. And it says, "Do not give in the war within and veteran suicide." That's what the shirt says. Let's continue.
Got her removed from her Delta flight on Wednesday. It reads, quote, "Do not give in to the war within and veteran suicide." Passengers had boarded and she was sitting in her extra legroom seat when a flight attendant approached her.
A male flight attendant
was saying, ma'am, ma'am. And I was looking around like, who's he talking to? And it was me. And he said, you need to get off the plane. And I was like, what did I do?
Catherine says it wasn't until she got off the plane and onto the jet bridge that he told her why.
He said, that shirt you're wearing is threatening. I said, are you kidding me? I'm a Marine Corps vet. I'm going to go see my my Marine sister who's survived 22 years in the Marine Corps, right? And 15 years working for the Air Force. And I'm going to visit her. And he said, I don't care about your service and I don't care about her service. That shirt you're wearing, the only way you're going to get back on the plane is if you take it off right now.
But she wasn't wearing a bra.
I turned around. And so he couldn't see the front of me and took the shirt off and put the sweatshirt on. It was giving me anxiety. I'm sorry.
She tells us she was allowed back on the plane, but not allowed to sit in the extra legroom seat she paid extra for. Instead, she was told to sit in the back of the plane. The flight was delayed and she missed her connecting flight. On its website, Delta's contract of carriage says it may remove passengers from the aircraft, quote, when the passenger's conduct, attire, hygiene, or odor creates an unreasonable risk of offense or annoyance to other passengers.
Okay, so explain that one to me. So I don't understand that. So who? We get to deem somebody else to be morality police in regards of what I'm wearing. So I don't see where the shirt's offensive, but let's continue.
Annoyance to other passengers.
And escorted me off the plane.
This isn't the first time somebody has been pulled off a Delta flight because of how they were dressed. In March of this year, Lisa Archbold held a news conference with her attorney, Gloria Allred, explaining how on her Delta flight to SFO, she was asked to get off the plane while wearing this. She believes the airline had a problem with her not wearing a bra under her shirt. She was told Delta's policy is that, quote, woman must cover up. In that case, Delta contacted Archbold with an apology.
I was targeted and humiliated.
Humiliated. That's how Catherine Banks says she felt on her flight Wednesday.
They just took my soul away, you know? Like, I'm not a bad person. And that t-shirt, I should be allowed to support myself and veterans. Traumatized.
Okay, so we did talk with Delta Airlines on the phone. They said they would try to get us a statement by tonight, but we have not yet heard back. Raj.
Jocelyn, thank you.
Okay, so there you go. So it's an interesting one for sure. What do you think about it? Because, listen, suicide prevention shirt is going to get you kicked off of Delta? Ooh, probably not a good, not some good press for Delta there. Just throwing that out there, because what the fuck are they thinking? Like, seriously, there's no way around that. Anyways, it's time to do that thing that we normally do around this time that we call our main story. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so some main story time, and I have the question to ask. I have the question to talk about. I have the question that's going to drive this episode today, because that's what we do. We drive stuff. We move it forward. We kind of take a look and to see how life is going to change in regards of this. So I have a question for you today. Because I want to have a better understanding. I want you to think for a moment about where you work. I want you to think for a moment about what exactly you do inside of your workplace. Okay, you got it? So you've done this for X amount of time. You've brought in some past history in regards to what you've done in other organizations, what you've seen out there in the real world, what you have said, okay, this works, that doesn't work, maybe some of this, maybe some of that, maybe a little this, that, the other, you know, the fun stuff that we get to dance around to. Now, I have a weird question. Imagine now that it's day one. It is the first day that someone comes in to your workplace and has 0.0 experience dealing with safety. Has 0.0 experience in regards of getting into something new. Let's say they're a college graduate. Use example X, Y, or Z. What format of safety are you showing them? Where are you starting? Now, listen, there is all kinds of stuff that, depending on who's taking a listen, can argue. You can sit here and go, well, I would sit back and start off with safety science because safety science is the most important thing that we can talk about. That's an option. You can sit around and go, well, we have to talk about people's behavior and how important behavior is in regards of what people do out there. We can sit around and we can talk about the philosophy of how safety should be done. And some people might just bring up human and organizational performance and talk about the philosophy on how safety should work. Now, here's the thing. I sit back for a moment and I go, there's so much good data points that are out there. And I'm not saying that just to say it. I'm saying it because that's how I feel about it. You know, it's a feelings kind of comment. But there's a lot of good data points in regards to what goes on. So I take a look at this and I go, I'm not sure 100% on where I would start. I mean, most people understand personal safety, meaning, oh, I understand that I need to protect myself. Not at all times. This is not an MMA event. But, you know, I need to protect myself. I need to make sure that I have escape routes. I mean, some people understand that. But I look at it and I go, inside of your organizations, because organizations can vary so much between one and the other, on how exactly you would set that up. Because here's the gig. If you're starting off fresh, starting off something new, how deep into the weeds do you want to get into? How deep into the weeds do you want to share some of this stuff? Because this might be good for some people, but it could be too much for others. I look at it from the concept of two things. I almost would want to show them the best of both worlds. I think that at some point, I would want them to understand this is what the philosophy of safety sounds like. And here are some things that people have done in the past, showing the differences between the different things. Because here's where I wonder where you would go, because I kind of wonder where I would go as well. As I go through some of this, you want them to be able to understand the philosophy of it, but also at the same point too, you want to be able to bring up things that people have quote unquote done in the past. And the reason that I bring this up is because I think that there is an importance between the two things as you are talking about them. As those things do come up, how important is it for you to determine what will be portion of what is going on inside of your workplace? That is what you need to think about. Because if it's a brand new person, they need to understand what some of the people that have already been there have went through and some of the things that they might be able to see in the future. Maybe that is something to give some thought process to today in regards on how that would be handled.
Oops! What did she just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio. Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. As you and I are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. A lot of stuff to talk about still. Very little time to do so. This right here, this is some John Rush with I Can See the Light. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Give it a little streamer-eamer action if you don't mind. John Rush will appreciate it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know how it is. We like to play you some new musica. Take a listen to what the hell's going on, of course. Dun, 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 dun. So there you go. Let's get back into the move and the groove of the things. Thank you to John Rush for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let's talk real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. So, to find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. And click on the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to mention a few. So once you get there, all kinds of it, and I'm telling you, you click away, and there's information for days inside of there. If you can't find what you're looking for exactly, there's even a scholarship available in regards to being able to find exactly what you're looking for or recommending a program that you might want to look at. And if you're looking for international resources, there's a view of mental health resources outside of the U.S. It's on there. And then, like I said, scholarships, and there's even programs to recommend. So a little bit of everything. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. That's where the info is. That's where I get it from. That's where I share it from. So there you go. Let's talk a little bit more about some things that are going on inside of the world here. Take a listen to this. You know, Halloween's right around the corner, in case you haven't noticed, but this Halloween might turn out to be not so chocolatey as it is in traditions, thanks to the increasing cost of the stuff. Chocolate prices are directly affected by cocoa plant yield, and many plants have been damaged by bad weather in Africa over the last two growing seasons. This means that cocoa prices have gone way up. Experts predict that due to the high cost of chocolate treats this year, many consumers will instead buy things like chips, gummies, and sour candies, licorice, and other chocolate-free options to hand out to the ghosts and goblins. And Taylor Swift that shows up at the door on October the 31st. When I first heard of this about this out there, wouldn't be sure how we would hand out chocolate this year. My first thought was chocolate shortage, and my second thought was, is my wife to blame? I'm just throwing that out there. Is that one of those things? Also, but most of us so-called chocolate that is handed out on trick-or-treat has much to do with real cocoa, as most pumpkin spice flavored has to do with real pumpkins. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of a little bit torn in this story because I look at things that go, how does this make sense? So there you go. So can I tell you real quick about the Disneying prices? Yeah, I want to share this with you. Perhaps overlooked and missed all the buzz last week about Universal's new $6 billion Epic Universe theme park in Florida. There are news about Disney's new Lightning Lane Premium Pass, and it's a disgusting amount of money that the company plans to charge for the privilege of cutting in front of the line at attractions like the Haunted Mansion and It's a Small World and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Are you ready? Beginning this month, mouse-ear-wearing visitors will have to fork over $400 for a premier pass in California Disneyland. At Florida, the Magic Kingdom, it will cost between $329 and it will sell for let's see, at Hollywood Studios for, let's see, what is it, $269 to $349 in Hollywood Studios. The company says the Premier Pass will be available as a limited number of visitors, letting them skip the long lines, which often exceeds an hour. The new top-tier pass will be different than the traditional traditional speed passes, which usually requires users to choose the time to return and ride. The Premier Pass allows holders to skip the line without spending a single minute waiting, so to make sure that you can finish your $13 burger before you get there. It sounds like there that much to do to realize with the price per person, and if you're looking at the whole family as well, you do the math. No wait for $400 costs actually does sound like a lot right off the bat. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are talking. I mean, that's kind of crazy when you start thinking about the whole gamut of stuff. That's for sure. Would you be willing to pay up to $400 for your family to be able to go to Disney and, you know, pay some prices for some things there that you might deem important or might not deem important? I never know about these things. I look at it and I go, I would not be too happy about paying prices like that, but that's my ordeal, not yours. So I don't know. Is it the right thing or the wrong thing? I guess we're going to find out here later this month and exactly what's going on. No doubt about that. What else do we got? What else do we have around here? Let's talk about Did You Know real quick. Quirky but comfortably footwear makers Crocs is releasing a new line of clogs for dogs. Pet clogs are part of the partnership with pet supply company Service Bark as a part of the Crocs annual Croctober campaign when it releases a fan-inspired product. There are two new glow-in-the-dark designs available in the colors of dragon fruit and green slime. They come in two sizes for the prices of $50. That's just because the set of four. And of course, to ensure that all the tall beans are covered, by the way, Wednesday is Croc Day. So we'll talk about that some more, I guess, as we get closer. Croc Day. Yeah. You would have told me this years ago. I would have never thought that there would be such a thing as Croc Day. Sounds like a crock of to me, but whatever. I guess it is what it is. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Larry. Brad Meltzer said, "We are all ordinary. We are all boring. We are all spectacular. We are all shy. We are all bold. We are all heroes. We are all helpless. It just depends on the day." What an amazing quote. Brad is 100% right. I remember watching a guy tell jokes on stage and get laughs after every joke. The crowd was roaring, and I opened for him. I was so happy to see how much people loved him. And I was a bit nervous when we did a show the next week together. I opened for him and I got laughs, but when he went on, it was crickets. I have no idea why. It was the same material he did the week before, but this crowd just didn't like him. That night was a long ride home. I wish I knew what changed, because I would avoid it.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Factors that increase your vulnerability to temptation include isolation, a major loss such as death, divorce, or unemployment. Other factors include unresolved conflict, exhaustion, both physical and emotional, stress, and spiritual disillusionment. Should any of these factors be present, your vulnerability to temptation increases exponentially. It's not likely you can escape the coming storm, but by being aware of the warning signs, you can prepare for it. Like a killer tornado, temptation is most destructive when it takes us by surprise. Lord, show us a way of escape quickly. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Roseanne R. Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's carried out airstrikes in Lebanon targeting bank branches it says are linked to Hezbollah. Yes and no votes are neck and neck in Moldova's referendum on whether to commit to joining the EU. Ukraine's president says he wants a strong reaction from countries that acknowledge North Korea's becoming more involved in Russia's war against Ukraine. And hoax bomb threats continue to disrupt India's aviation sector with several more false alarms.
Radio.
USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so let's do a couple things real quick. Let me give you the top three movies because I didn't give you the list. The top three at the box office was Terrifier 3 with $9.3 million. And number two was The Wild Robot with $10 million. And at number one was at $23 million, Smile 2. Also, the Dow increased by 36 points to close at 43,275. On Friday, the S&P increased by 23 points to close at 5,864, to increase by 115 points to close at 18,489. West Texas Intermediate closed at $69 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.17 on Sunday, and Bitcoin soared over the weekend to $68,600 on Sunday, and there was more than 1,910 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States, with about 60 such cancellation. Also, tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $205 million jackpot, or a $97.5 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $456 million jackpot, or a $219.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it is definitely time to do so. If you're talking about some... let's see, some things that happened back on this date. Let's take a look around real quick. Back on this day in 2020, Spain becomes the first European country to record more than 1 million COVID-19 cases. The death toll sits at 34,366. That happened back on this day in 2020. Let's talk about some birthdays for today. Doja Cat turns 29. Kaitlyn Brown, 31, Hope Hicks and Glenn Powell turns 36, Deanne Lewis, 37, Amber Rose, 41, Kim Kardashian, 44, let's see, Benjamin Niklauchu turns 75, and Judge Judy, she turns 82 today, just in case you were wondering. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those, because why would you not have those? Let's see, Count Your Buttons Day, National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day, Back to the Future Day, Everyone Writes Day, National Check Your Meds Day, National, National Reptile Awareness Day, International Day of Nachos, National Apple Day, and National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. Ooh, that doesn't sound very good. So there you go. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those. Sometimes you just have to accept the fact that you're in... And coffee's against the world. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the most out-of-character choice you've ever made? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this one. Let's see. In a survey, one-third of us admitted that they don't do this for themselves. What is it? They don't know what their blood type is. So there you go. So that's gonna be it. That sums it up. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If not, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM with Sheldon Primus as he will be talking about the world of safety consulting. No doubt there as he is hanging out and doing his thing. If you come over with me, RadioBig.fm, we'll be talking about the things that are going on inside of the world of music and entertainment, because that is what we do over that two-hour time frame. So thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. You've got to get up every morning with determination if you're going to do anything that is going to satisfy you outside of bed. Yep, I know. I said that. Anyways, so there you go. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.